cold food.
We grew up in a modern era. We could not survive very long in this jungle-like atmosphere without air conditioning. But many, many people are going to have to learn to live without it, at least for the next few hours, possibly days, and in some cases, maybe even weeks. Welcome, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy, and we are live on the air this morning by luck, some duct tape, and the grace of God. We are here for you.
Bob MacGyver Rose, we're going to call him.
Yeah, get the we've got this beautiful generator.
It's huge. It's huge.
And it normally works like a charm, and Greg got here before me, goes, first of all, I don't have the keys to the front door.
And the pad won't work because it's electric.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's all dark. There's no generator. I'm thinking to myself, you've got to be kidding. Because I knew that they'd done something recently on it.
Yeah.
I know, some kind of override switch, whatever. But I didn't do anything fancy. Kind of almost a turn it off, turn it back on kind of scenario.
Just like a computer, Bob.
Yeah. And I'm still not getting too cocky about it because I feel like every once in a while the lights blink just a little. And
you
I'm like, yeah. It's like, it's not sputtering, is it? Anyway,
we're good.
So it is Helene recovery time, and there's still search and rescue going on.
Yeah.
And this, unfortunately, I'm just warning you right now, you're going to get some news. It's just not going to be happy news. I don't know how else to tell you that. And, prayers for the folks. This will definitely be impacting people that decided to stay that should have gotten out. It hit 11:15 last night. Right there at west southwest of Perry, right at the mouth of the Osceola River, and it hit the shore as a Cat 4 with 140 mile an hour winds.
Can you imagine?
Think about that. Think about the surge. Cedar Key had a surge of 9.3 feet. Folks, that's flatlands out there. I mean, all the way to 19, right? How much water would it take to cover that all the way up? Probably not that much.
Yeah.
And yes, so people are going to be suffering with power outages all over the place. I mean, this extends well up into Georgia, even parts of the Carolinas, Tennessee. A lot of people are going to be impacted. It was downgraded to a tropical storm in the 5 o'clock hour. I'll check again for you here in minutes and see where it's at now. But it looked like it was beginning to break apart. Mm-hmm. Still a lot of rain falling, though, and that's in these different elevations creates a big set of problems. 2 million homes throughout the southeast U.S. estimated to be without power.
I'm going to need some more gas for the generator.
Well,
that's for sure.
And isn't that the thing? You know, we make sure it's running and all that.
Yep.
And you know, you've got some gas, but it depending on how often you run it, you start to run out, and then you're like, okay.
Where do I go?
Because if the power is out,
they can't pump. Unless they got a generator.
Yeah, and, if you try to use your ATM and they don't have a generator or power at your where the ATMs are located, that's why you always try to stash a little bit of cash to kind of get you through, just in case. And so we're going to be dealing with this. There's folks that are going to be really risking life and limb to go into areas to hopefully save some lives.
Well, and again, we've talked about it before, not so much today, but when you've still got lots of extra water, sitting water, that means critters don't stay where they were.
Ooh.
Whether it's alligators, snakes, you name it. And so our first responders have to deal with those kinds of things too.
And then, a week from now, then we'll be inundated with like mosquitoes because of the standing water all around.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's good time. Good times ahead.
Ahead by all.
But don't worry.
No.
Other than that, fall is in the air.
Perfect. Yeah.
I can't even get it all the way out with a straight face. Fall is in the air. I'm ready for one of those latte pumpkin spice thingies. Not really.
Yeah, it's not colorful leaves in my neighborhood. It's just limbs dangling this morning. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's it was a little sketchy coming to work this morning at 4.
Oh, in the
especially
dark.
There was a darkness on the edge of town. So to speak, when I was coming in to Gainesville, Greg warned me, goes, it's going to be dark.
No lights, no street lights. That's, but you mentioned the street lights earlier, how we take those for granted. Even if the intersections are out sometimes, a lot of times you feel like you've still got some street lights on your way to get there. Not this morning.
Or even building signs kind of act as points to know where you are.
I missed our whole office building.
So did I.
I
rolled right through a big intersection, and I'm always yelling at people, treat it like a four-way, be careful. And that is a major intersection, 39th Avenue and 43rd Street.
Yeah, and you blew it.
Luckily, it was at 4 a.m. Well, I mean, the good news is you could see headlights. And so you can adapt, and I wasn't going fast, so you can adapt to the situation, but just be careful. And I don't know how many traffic lights are still out.
Right.
And we're kind of in a fluid situation, because here's what I have to remind you. It could shape up to be a decent day today.
And it looks like it probably will, from a standpoint of weather.
But the ground is already saturated.
Yes.
You may not know what kind of shape some of the trees around your home or your way to work or wherever you need to go.
Right.
I mean, things could be clear now, actually, and you could have trees down, you know, over the next day.
I was talking to someone just yesterday, and they were showing me a video. They've got some family that live, again, more towards the Gulf and in a more rural area, and they were showing on their phone how they were standing there in their boots, kind of like moving their feet, and the ground was just...
you could just tell.
It was just
squishy. Couldn't handle any more water.
And that was before everything rolled through last night.
Wow.
So that, you're right, it's a problem.
Trump and his legal issues, there is maybe a little slim... light that is at least shining on this one case. A panel of New York Appeals Court judges appeared skeptical about the gargantuan $454 million civil fraud judgment that Donald Trump was given after he was found liable for business fraud. And remember, this was the whole thing drummed up. Letitia James, as the New York Attorney General, took a case and used a law that... from a legal perspective, had never really been used before, ever.
Yeah.
And so, of course, he's appealing it, and he's even asking for not just a reversal, but an additional $100 million in interest, and I hope he gets it. This is after the original judge sided with Letitia James, so there was no jury in that one, Arthur Engoron, with this completely crazy ruling and the amount of money, it was clearly done for political purposes and clearly done with the idea of punishing as harshly as possible. The Trump attorney, D. John Sauer, argued that Letitia James' lawsuit stretched New York consumer protection laws. There are no victims, no complaints about Trump's businesses from lenders and insurers. And it's also a clear-cut violation of the statute of limitations. And he also, the attorney for Trump, said if the verdict is not overturned, he warned people can't do business in real estate, because remember, it was based on real estate values. And if you also remember, there was even a cover sheet to the whole, you know, assessment that the Trump folks handed in. These are what we believe the values to be. Of course, you must do your own due diligence.
And what the judge...
he wouldn't allow that as part of the evidence. How can you not have that as part of the evidence? Because, man, it was a kangaroo court. The fix was it's get Trump at any cost. Hopefully, this is going to be reversed. We won't know until, believe it or not, November 5th.
Oh, my goodness.
The date ring a bell.
Yeah, I think so.
The Sean Hannity Show.
13 U.S. service members that died during the disastrous withdrawal.
Afternoons at 3.
And they went out and started attacking Donald Trump. Oh, people that asked for the pictures were the families that lost their loved ones.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
It's a Friday. Hard to get pumped up like a Friday normally would do. But if you are alive and well, thank the good Lord. Thank your lucky stars, because there is... probably going to be more people than the three they are talking about that died because of Helene. One in Florida, two in Georgia, because search and rescue are now just getting to some of the areas close to the coastline. It's very wooded, and it is not easy to get to those places. A lot of those little roads leading into where people live are impossible to get through. I mean, they literally have to take crews and chainsaws. You know who illuminated that for us a little bit is our Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson. Talked about, you know, from the Ag, they also use plenty of their resources, along with Department of Forestry, et cetera, you know, to cut through these pathways and to hopefully save lives.
Alachua County Sheriff's Office a number of years ago set up a team that's what they do, because they realized you got to get things moving through. You got to move traffic. You got to get to where you're trying to get. They're realizing that's a big issue.
And because a lot of that coastline up there around the Big Bend area is, for lack of a better term, kind of cozy. Yeah. It's not all built up. It's not high rises. It's people that may have a little property, a little cabin that was left to them, maybe, you know, from their family, or they put something out there, and it is difficult sometimes to get to those places during regular times.
Yeah.
But now you've right. got, yeah, massive trees down. They've got to cut their way through there. And like I said, our prayers are that, you know, there will not be any more loss of life than, you know, we just, it's yeah. not, yeah. There were people that, I guess, decided not to listen when they said it is time to go.
Can't imagine.
It's so,
a tough call, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, your sense of normalcy.
Yes.
Here you go.
Yeah,
football.
Normal, Bob. Be normal.
Football. Well, we were very busy and focused on the pending storm.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't forget about it. Well, I guess I did temporarily. Dallas and the Giants. The Cowboys and the Giants had a game last night.
Right.
And I think I turned it on. And I must have immediately fell asleep. I mean, gone.
Wow.
Zonked out. But Dallas beat the Giants 20-15.
Wow.
So it was a close one. But yeah, there's your sense of normalcy that the world is okay. That's why I have these childhood memories. And it would be, you know, like a weekend, maybe during the day. Mm-hmm. And I'd probably been outside playing earlier. And then, you know, I'm in with Dad, like, watching a ball game.
Right.
And I could fall asleep because my dad's there.
Yep.
And there's some kind of sports on TV.
Uh-huh.
It's like all is right with the world. And you know, I catch Betsy by surprise sometimes. I'll start to nod off with a game on, and she's bored by it. She likes some of the stuff, but not all of it. And, you know, she'll go to change the channel. I'll wake right up. What are you doing? Well, you're not even watching it.
Doesn't matter.
And
it's
I had to explain this sense of comfort that is derived from
that's
that. So hopefully people will get a sense of normalcy back, and hopefully sooner rather than later. Because power outages, that is going to be one of the big ones. Over 2 million people without power in the southeast U.S., not just Florida. It extends up where, you know, where the storm has left a nasty trail. And so you just try to be patient through that process. Know that they've already had these people stationed ahead of the storm, ready to go. World Equestrian was one where there were many together there. And Greg even saw like groups of ambulances that were prepared to go into action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Staged. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So these folks are all going to be working very, very hard, you know, for us to get our power back. And like I said, just be patient. And we all know, and we've heard all the warnings.
Oh, yeah.
To be prepared and for the loss of power, possibly for days. The other thing you want to do is, if you have a way that can bring comfort to maybe some of your neighbors, especially if they're elderly,
mm-hmm.
please do that. Your sense of taking in fluids sometimes diminishes as you age. It's going to be hot, humid weather.
Yeah.
Some people are going to exert themselves trying to clean up around the house.
Right.
And you don't want to overdo it because you won't get that normal relief you're used to with the air conditioning. So really take it slow because there are post-storm heat exhaustion cases, strokes, heart attacks.
Yeah. Well, and if your home is on a generator or you've got one and you've got a neighbor like that, like next to you, you know, if you could just even run them a line. For the fan,
run them a line or invite them over, let them sit in a chair and put a fan on them.
Absolutely. It'll make a big difference.
Yes, it will. And then, but you also say, hey, man, make sure I'm in your will, pal.
Absolutely.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Cedar Key, 9.3-foot surge. Video of waves lapping against a roof somewhere in that area. Tampa Airport, International Airport, has been closed. I don't know what the status currently is. I'm going to check on that, and if they are if they're open, I'll let you know that. But rest assured that travel plans are going to be impacted, especially if you're using air travel. I think there's been at least 1,400 flights in total throughout Florida and the Southeast that have been canceled. So if you've got travel plans, make sure you check ahead of time. I mean, almost all of us do that anyway, don't we? Because things just aren't as smooth as they used to be, but now certainly not as smooth. So, yeah, plan ahead. Make your calls. We had a good conversation with Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. Mm-hmm. And at that point, when we spoke to him, his emergency guy was telling him that he thought there was approximately 96% of the county, Gilchrist County, out of power.
Yeah,
That is big. And if you missed that, whenever you want to hear a conversation or anything you may have missed, the Bob Rose podcast, what a wonderful thing. And all you have to do is download it wherever you normally get your podcast. You could use the Odyssey app, and you just click on subscribe, and you won't miss any of the great interviews. Mm. We've got one coming up with Alachua County Sheriff Emery Ganey, 9 o'clock, so it's only about, what, 30, 35 minutes away. And then we are going to hear from Senator Rick Scott, we believe, at the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour, so it's about an hour from now.
My neighbor Gary had an interesting thought, because while we know that the power companies all have their software of keeping track of who has power, who doesn't, it's a really good idea. Turn on your porch light. And so that as they are turning on maybe, say, a subdivision or a neighborhood, sometimes there's a house or something that has its own issue, you know, going back to a
transformer. Independent of, yeah.
Yes. And that way, at a glance, they can go, okay, well, it kind of gives them a little heads up to know, yeah,
we're good.
That's working, that's working.
Let's move on.
Exactly. Not a bad idea. Thank you, Gary. That was very good.
That is a good idea. Severe weather coverage, and the weather... it looks like it is all a memory, maybe a PTSD-inducing memory, but Helene is gone out of the state of Florida, downgrading to tropical storm now, I believe downgrading even further. It'll start to break apart, but it rolled through very, very quickly, but it packed a punch. 140-mile-an-hour winds. It was officially a Cat 4 when it hit the Big Bend area. About 10 miles west-southwest of Perry, and caused power outages. This thing has, you know, taken 2 million homes or more out of power. And many people in our listening area, if you've got power, you're very, very fortunate. About half the people don't. Maybe even more than that. Gilchrist County, we understand, maybe 90% or more don't have power. So, of course, everybody's going to be working hard to get all of those things restored, and you have to be try to be patient in the meantime. We've got other things too I want to share with you. There's a troubling story. Newport News Shipbuilding informed the Department of Justice that there may be intentionally faulty welds on some what they call non-critical components located on in-service submarines and aircraft carriers. What? The faulty work was discovered by an internal quality assurance systems, and early indications show some of the welding errors were intentional. Not oops, sloppy work, intentional. We recently discovered some welds did not meet our high-quality standards. Upon the discovery, took immediate action to communicate with our customers, regulators, investigate, determine root cause, bound these matters, and insert immediate corrective actions to prevent any recurrence of these issues. Can you imagine you're on a submarine?
Yeah.
And no. They say, hey, some of the welds were intentionally not done right, but don't worry, they were all on non-critical components.
When you're all critical in a submarine, kind of, sort of, you know.
Everything except, you know, the microwave is pretty,
that's critical.
It's pretty critical.
Yeah.
So anyway, just a sad story to think that somebody would do that on purpose. Does it need to be a better job of vetting the employees, background screenings, etc.? Yeah, if you're working on things that protect you know, the United States, then yeah, maybe that bar needs to be raised just a little bit. Hey, checking in with us right now on the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Good morning, Rosebud. How did you fare?
Well, I tell you what, I've been in my shack right here for 50 years, been through a lot of hurricanes. I've never seen one like this. My sister said, oh, come over. I said, nah. Debbie came by, you know, 6 weeks ago, and the power just flickered a little bit. Nothing. never again, because this one had a wind field, and I'll never second guess some of these weather guys again when they said hurricane force winds all the way to I-75. You know, they showed the cone. Hurricane force winds. Well, I won't second guess them again. I'm way over here in Trenton, outside of Trenton. I'm under my big trees. Never again. I mean, I had winds. I'm looking for my pump house. I mean, it was secured down. It's in the woods somewhere, and wow. Trees down everywhere. I mean, I never seen like this. And I've been through hurricane after hurricane, 2004, the four of them come across Irma, right. Come up our center. I never seen nothing like this. And I hope everybody says a prayer, because if I got it like this right here, I know people that stayed down in Dixie County and stayed down Suwannee and Cedar Key. It's going to be, and the water, we ain't seen nothing yet. The flooding is going to finally get to my neighbor's pond is overflowing and it's pouring into the sinkhole. It's going to be rough for a while. And one thing I just want to say, those light bulbs work. I couldn't believe that. My sister bought them, a six pack. Mm-hmm. She bought them off of Home Shopping Network or something. And she gave them to me. Put them in your light bulbs. And I never thought again about them until the power went out about 10 o'clock last night or 9:30. And then the lights all come on. My TV's off. What's going on? So I rolled out my backup power and plugged it in and turned it on, plugged it in, plugged my TV and my antenna and everything and a fan in, and stayed till 2 o'clock when I went to bed. But they're still on. I could turn them on now, but they're pretty good. But I tell you what, folks, this one is the roughest in 50 years that I've been in. I've been in a lot of hurricanes, and we ain't seen the effect yet. Closer 19 to the coast, I believe it's going to be devastating. Pray for our counties, because I was watching on Fox. They got a guy, he couldn't even stay down at Steen Hatchie no more. He had him up in Perry, and he was basically duct taped himself to a pine tree to keep on the air, and it was bad. And Cross City, it was bad when I was watching all the different news sources. So I hope everybody just thank God. I'm a God-fearing person, and I believe God, you know, kind of kept me. I still ain't wandered out, but I see traffic. 1 o'clock in the morning, the Silver Bullets, they had to haul that milk out of the dairies. Silver Bullets running down towards Bronson. I could see them. I could hear them. I see the clearance lights. I said, God loves our road haulers, because I was a road hauler, and I knew I had to go. Salinas to Miami, 2,700 miles. When I signed my name on it, they say 52 hours we wanted in Miami. It was there. I put my co-driver and I, we put it there in 52 hours. And you can divide 2,700 into 52, and you see how fast you have to roll to get it there and stay on nothing. Sandstorms, whatever. Rainstorms, whatever. Keep the tires turning. And I just... You road haulers out there, and I see all the trucks coming now. These linemen, they're going to be working. Thank God we have people that, and I mean, Governor DeSantis ought to get another award, because he's the one that staged all this stuff. He's got it done. And I mean, everywhere, they were showing them all over. 4,000 trucks in one spot, up in Lake City, down in below Ocala somewhere, in the villages, and then over here in somewhere in North Ocala, having more. Thank God we have a governor that cares, and I just pray for everybody, and just be safe out there, because the power is going to take a while to come on. And that's all I got to say. I appreciate you letting me rant on a little bit, Bob, but it's pretty rough. And God bless America.
God bless you, Rosebud, and everybody that was anywhere near the path of this storm. Rosebud lives in Trenton. That is still a pretty good distance from the coast. And he experienced something like he's never seen before, and he's been around for a while. You can hear it in his voice. And that is similar to the kind of tone that we heard from the Gilchrist County Sheriff, Bobby Schultz, when he was referring to other counties like perhaps Dixie County and others. You could hear it in the tone of his voice without saying it. There's probably yet to be seen... things that you don't want to see, frankly.
Yeah.
And thank God, God bless, you know, our search and rescue people, because they're going to save some lives, but they're also unfortunately going to come upon some things that aren't going to be pretty. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines again this time. Nostradamus, good morning. How did you do?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, I did okay. I mean, it's probably, I agree with Rosebud. I've been here for 40 years where I live in northern Alachua County, and I'm east of I-75. And I've had more tree limbs down, and I haven't really had that much damage from it, but it was unreal last night. And I'm 7 miles east of I-75. But first, I want to give a shout out to your buddy, Mike Schuler. You know, I know Mike. He's a good guy. I know his whole family. And I'm glad he called you and told you he's okay, because I know he lives over there in Cedar Key, mm-hmm. and he stayed there. But and I'm glad he's okay. But he's a tough dude, so he'll be all right. You know, this storm was, I knew it was going to be bad when they said it was going to be a Cat 4. But my daughter and my son-in-law live over in Trenton off of 232, and they live in a big, real nice log house.
Mm-hmm.
And my son-in-law told me that the front wall was moving in and out. And they said it was literally moving in and out, and everybody's just sitting there going, whoa, this is crazy. So, yeah, this was a bad one. I've been through Jeannie, Francis. The worst one I had since before this one was Irma back in 2017. Had a lot of tree limbs down then, but I'm still cleaning up from Debbie. Out here, and I've got way more stuff down now. I'm going to be busy all through winter, all through the fall, trying to get this mess cleaned up. But I want to agree with Rosebud. I'm glad he's doing okay. And be careful out there, especially you old timers like me. And people getting older, you're not 25 anymore.
Yeah. Well, we know you're tough too. And it was good to hear your voice, and glad to hear that you're okay. But yeah, folks, take your time in the cleanup effort. No rush. Don't exhaust yourself especially if you don't have the respite of air conditioning standing by.
Oh, yeah.
Stay hydrated and take your time. Don't get stressed. And we'll get through this. We'll get through this together.
Dana Lash.
The problem is that the government won't stop spending.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
And telling everyone, we're going to give you $25,000 for a house. That's going to make it even worse.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Having difficulty with your cell phone may be a result of maybe some towers either being overwhelmed or underpowered.
Yep.
It's possible. Look, we don't always get a great signal out of the studios here anyway.
Yep.
But, yeah, I've gotten a few texts, and I've tried to send some, and eventually some go through, mm-hmm. some don't. It's hit and miss. Just trying to let you know, because you're probably doing what I have been doing, trying to make sure like family members are safe.
Sure.
You know, I've got my girls in the Tampa Bay area.
Right.
And I told Kaylee, I don't stay in your apartment, because she's near the Hillsborough River, and I know what that thing was going to do. I'm like, because I used to live there.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no. And she said she already had a friend that was taken care of. Of course, she could have went up to her sister's house. And then, you know, I've got my grandson.
Mm-hmm.
Got to keep him, you know, afloat.
Absolutely.
Right. And and so, yeah, you're trying to check in with people. And it's just, what a headache. The text thing.
Working. On us, it was kind of the other way around. All of our friends back in the Midwest and family in Texas and Mississippi were all texting and calling us going, hey, are you guys in the path? We're seeing this on TV. You know, where's that eye going to go? And how does that affect you? And so, yeah, it's probably burdened the system just a bit.
Yeah, well, it was actually, I got a text from my daughter, Rihanna, and say, hey, did you do okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, yeah, I'm on the air.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we streaming, though?
Should be.
Okay.
Usually that works even if the other stuff's not working. So,
she should know.
She should
be listening to
every word Dad says.
I think she's heard about enough from her papa.
Probably so. In a lifetime.
Yeah. Like in general stuff, but not.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it is 8:52. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we are fortunate and blessed to be on the air. It was a little hitch. Earlier this morning, we overcame that,
mm-hmm.
and so we got you covered. That's what we do. Thanks to Radiant Credit Union as well for severe weather coverage. Helene, now it is a time for search and rescue and recovery. information coming in both from the Gilchrist County Sheriff, people that we know that live out that way. Rosebud called in. You just heard Nostradamus, who lives in Alachua County, and some of the things that he's seen. These folks have been here for a long time. I've lived in Florida for now, 45 years. So,
wow.
Yeah. And
I've only been here 10, but my introduction to the sky, the first day I was actually working here.
Literally the first day.
The first day, and they just didn't let me go to sleep, and I learned to run the control board by staying up all kinds of hours during a hurricane. Well, welcome to Florida, Greg.
Well, it was going to be baptism by fire, and you seemed like you weren't comfortable with that.
Yeah.
So we just waterboarded you.
Well, apparently
with the hurricanes.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. But,
I'm told streaming is intermittent by somebody who listens on the stream. So
okay, and we apologize. And, of course, a lot of these things we are way beyond control of, way bigger than us.
We were just glad to be on the air because, seriously, we hit Gainesville, drove all in the dark, got here, our complex, all dark. I mean, even the emergency lighting in the building was not on. Nothing was on.
I was looking for an emergency light that used to be in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it's not there.
Why would you
remove
somebody
that?
Somebody steal our emergency lighting. Come on. What's up with that?
I thought that was really, really weird. Anyway, we got the generator going, and we have a great generator.
Yeah.
But there was something going on. But anyway, we got it going, and here we are, and we're happy to do it because we still don't have power on in this area of Alachua County. We're near 43rd Street and 39th Avenue would be the closest major intersection. And boy, was that dark this morning. Greg and I both missed our turns, went through that intersection.
It's crazy. It was.
And there could still be downed trees. So really, be careful if you're, and only be on the roads if you really have to be. Let's give these linemen some space. Let's give the search and rescue folks a little bit of room to operate. They're going to have their hands full in some of these coastal areas. They're kind of, they're wooded areas. They're dirt roads.
Muddy roads, yeah.
It is going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be challenging, but we know our folks, our first responders, are always up. They're always up for that. All right. What else is really going to impact us? I mean, the power thing, that eventually will come back on. The schools. You're going to have to check. Monday is going to be maybe open for schools in some areas. A lot will have to do with the shelters and the ability for people to be able to go back home safely. And so that's going to play its biggest role. So Monday kind of touch and go. I think it's safe to assume by Wednesday in 90% of the area, you should be back in school, if not sooner. But that's a prognostication. That's kind of
he's pretty good at. He's making it up.
Well, it's an educated guess.
That sounds
more
so
guess
much
than
better.
Education. But that's another story.
Oh my goodness!
Hey, China is trying to catch up with us and have this Navy force, and I mean they are building.
Yeah.
You know, every time we buy some cheap Chinese junk, you just contributed to them building a warship, but they had one sink. Like a brand new one that wasn't quite done yet.
Whoops.
And the experts, from what little we know about it, basically are saying, well, that's the effect of trying to move too fast in the process. And
really good for them.
Yeah. Well, but we've got our own problems.
Wow.
I told you about that Newport News shipbuilding. They suspect intentionally faulty welds on multi-million dollar naval vessels, including submarines. Now they've caught these issues, but they believe that these were intentionally faulty welds. So we have enemies, foreign and domestic, and some working in areas of sensitivity. If I could say that. All right.
Here's what's trending on the sky.
But she had called for a second debate.
Join me on the debate stage.
There will be no third debate.
The news that's trending.
Harris has not held a formal news conference.
The news that's now.
Striking terrorist targets throughout Lebanon.
We will take whatever action is necessary.
The news station.
These encounters with death have not broken my will.
The DOJ released a letter from Ruth. He says this was an assassination attempt.
The local coverage you need. The coverage you want. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.